Do you want to discover the path to find your peace, love, purpose, and happiness? Then get ready for a time of healing radio with me, Felice Diana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I join Dr. Pat every third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific and help you, the listeners, understand the journey of your own healing to enlightenment. Learn about the buried gifts within us all and explore body, mind, and spirit through the show's unique blending of spirit and earth. Get in touch with the deeper purpose within as I share the story and tools needed to enhance and enrich your life. Ignite your sacred fusion power and unveil the authentic you on A Time of Healing Radio with me, Felice Diana, now.
Everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome. Listen, this is today... the show A Time of Healing Radio with Felice Diana. Ignite your sacred fusion power and unveil the authentic you. This is about achieving within. This is about achieving a sense of self and health. And, you know, health is that word, and Felice is going to talk about this today. Health is that word that we in our society attach to our physical well-being. But if you look at the work that Felice has done in the world and you take a look at, you know, go to her website, atimeofhealing.com, and you take a look at what she's created, what she has said yes to in life, you know, the alignment that she's created, you know, mind, body, spirit, right? A blend of this connection to earth and yet the energetic forces that govern our essence. When we take a look at that, the one question that comes up for many people is, why don't I ever achieve what I want to achieve in the outer world? And so here's the deal. You've got to achieve it on the inside first. And this today's show is about the connection between body, mind, and spirit, that inner achievement, and how to read the messages, and then what to do about them. Felice, this is really the key that most people in life don't get ever, or they get it way later, and then they don't know what to do with it, right? Why is this conversation so important?
Well, because I know from my journey, without me knowing it, I was actually working on the inner me. All the time. That's what my life has really been about. And what I realized was that once I'd achieved really knowing myself, I then could create on the into the outer world. And so you find many people do achieve creating the outer world because they've actually lived their life from what parents have molded them to. And they create this outer world, which seems very successful, but they're really not that happy with it. They do it, but it's not really them. And they find later in life that they've had this life where they may have even earned a lot of money, but they've never truly been happy. And they have all kinds of health issues.
Yes. Yes. But let's just be clear, not just physical health either.
No. It's mental health. It's emotional health. It's those niggly things that we never really feel content within ourselves. It's a horrible feeling, really, of seeking. It's kind of, we have to seek outside of ourselves all the time to fill ourselves up. And we've never listened to what our bodies have told us, what our emotions are telling us through our bodies.
Yeah.
And so we get chronic illness.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's talk about what chronic illness is. For many people, we don't understand what the word chronic means.
Yeah. So it's this chronic illness that most likely isn't going to kill you, but you are debilitated in some way, not necessarily physically, but in some way you're debilitated. It might even be the way you relate to people. Your relationships are less than what you really want. There's many, many things. You settle for less. It comes out in all kinds of ways.
Yeah. And let's talk about what that means. It comes down in all kinds of ways, because one of the things that I think it's really important in the work that you do is, look, we are and have been made as pure perfection. When we think about, you know, how we come into this world, the mechanism of that, right?
Yes.
The ability of the body to withstand so much, the ability of the mind. You know, albeit what we're at 11% maybe of using our capacity.
Yes.
When we take that and put that all together, one might ask the question, given all of that, how come we fail ourselves so often? And I think that's what we're talking about today.
Yes. Yes. Well, we do, because first of all, we're born into a family, and we have to, you know, a person comes in the world and they're kind of like a number of layers, really. So the layers are that, first of all, they're born and they're pure, you know, and then they have to, they take on what their family gives them. They kind of are molded, and the values that the family gives them. So they're developing, but they also have got all this other stuff that's been given to them by their families. So it's kind of like they grow, but they've not really grown absolutely true to themselves. And then they have to go out into society, and society puts pressures on them and shoulds and shouldn'ts and all kinds of things on them. And then they are fully developed. And, you know, a child who is already seven, you know, psychiatrists will tell you that personality is formed. So most of it has been done by the age of seven.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're going out into, you know, we're growing. And we're choosing, like, what do we do for our life? We're looking at relationships in a certain way. And we've lost touch with ourselves, especially in the Western world.
Yeah. 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 Let's talk about what that means when we say lost touch with ourselves, because there are consequences for what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. I think it's really important to talk about the opportunities as well. You know, when we are in that place that you're talking about, that optimal state of inner knowing or course correction or whatever you want to call it, right?
Yes.
You know, there's something that happens in our lives, not just energetically, but in the actual living of it, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Can you talk a little bit about both consequences and opportunities as a result of alignment?
Yes. So something, you know, the universe has a really magical and miraculous way of, if we've gone too far down, away from, you know, down the line, away from who we really are, something that our energy is craving. I believe it's our energy that craves it. The universe will present to us in the outer world, and it will kind of make us look at ourselves. It will really shock us. It might cause us a lot of pain, but it will make us look at ourselves, and we really have to take stock of ourselves and the road that we're traveling and what's going on here. So I know in my life, it happened in my 20s.
Mm-hmm.
So in my 20s, I developed terrible pains in my body. And I had kind of been born into the world, most likely didn't have much opportunity to truly, in the outer world, express who I was.
Wow.
But I kind of lived a certain life because I was, you know, I had to. That's just the way it was. And I learned to live like that. So when I got into my early 20s, I got a lot of pain in my body, really a lot of pain, very debilitating. And I went to the doctor, and they took me in the hospital, and they did every test in the book. And I was lucky that I had a doctor who said to me, "You don't have anything physically wrong with you. But your pain is real. It's not imagined pain. It's actual pain. You feel it. but it's emotional pain that is manifesting as physical pain. And he said to me, I think you need to try and untangle it because your head is good. So that's where the thinking side comes in. So there has to be a good head, a good thinking side, because our thoughts can also get us into trouble. We have to really bring in alignment our thoughts with our feelings so it aligns with our soul. So I began to work on myself. I found a therapist and I began to work with her. And I would say it took me 2 years. And at the end of the 2 years, I had what I would call a rebirth.
Yeah.
I was reborn as me. Now, I had all the experience of my life up to that point. And that does count because that experience had given me a taste of the world. But, you know, your view of the world, your perspective on it is kind of molded by your experiences. And so I had to kind of rethink, refeel about how I felt about things because I had cocooned myself out of need, out of pain, out of survival. And now I could be freer.
Yeah.
Because I felt safer. Because me, the real me, didn't feel so afraid. And I think that what we do is we travel in life, and because of circumstances, we tend to cut ourselves off from who we really are. It might be that we have parents who have big expectations from us, and that's the way they love us. We kind of get the feeling that we get attention and we get love if we behave in a certain way. And so we lose track of who we really are. We lose contact with that. We kind of have denied it.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to find it.
Well, one of the things that I want to talk with you about, we know we're going to talk about it, is, you know, how do we get help during this process? Because, you know, as I said before, we are really miraculous in so many ways. You know, the idea that we even know how to cocoon ourselves from bad things, that in itself is incredible.
It is.
But what happens when it's time to come out of the cocoon? How do we do that? What do we know about that? And more importantly, for those of you listening, are you ready to bust out of that cocoon? And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Felice about that and much more, because here's the thing. The body remembers. It remembers. You know, why is it that some of us can remember that time we were jumping up and down the bed in the projects in the Bronx and jumped off and hit our head? Why do we remember about that scar or others? Let's take a short break, everybody. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the body remembers, and I want to provide you with a lot of information about a time of healing, Felice Deanna, and much more, because this is about igniting your sacred fusion power. We'll be right back.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit GlennaRice.com.
Yeah, everybody. Yep, this is the journey to achieve inner balance and health with the most incredible healer. Yep, practitioner, you name it. She's there. Felice Diana. And has created A Time of Healing. So for those of you out there, go check it out. atimeofhealing.com, right? A Time of Healing. But more importantly, if you want your own session with Felice, there are ways to do that. Please go ahead and find out how to do that. Felice, what else do we want to say? Because you've got a bunch of things going on.
Yes. So you can come to my, you can, you know, contact me through Facebook if you like, A Time of Healing. You can call me at 520-576-3942 or go to the contact me form on the website, atimeofhealing.com.
Awesome. Okay. We are here to really chit chat for a little bit about the body. And the body remembers, you know, one of the first time I think I ever heard that kind of thing, right, was in a comment of an event. Wow, had to be a good 13 years ago. Carolyn Mace was doing her tour and she came to town. And what she talked about is the tissues, the tissue issue. Mm-hmm. The tissues remember. They remember a lot of things.
They do.
Yeah. And so, but in your case, and what we're talking about here, we're talking about not just healing, but we're talking about this journey to achieve inner balance.
Yes.
What are the memories we store? How are they stored? And how do we get at what needs to stay and what needs to go?
Well, usually the things that need to go are things that causes trouble. So the thing is, the body remembers in all kinds of ways, and it remembers everything that should be an emotion that you haven't dealt with as an emotion. So you know, it's those things that maybe years and years ago you don't even remember happening, and you kind of weave this web and you have to start to untangle it. So I know on my own journey, I had to go way, way back into my early childhood to the times when you might just get a thing where you feel, you know, somebody says something to you, or you're asked to do something that you don't want to do, and it causes you an emotion, but you don't deal with it as an emotion. So you may be angry about something, you may be hurt by something, you don't express it. And instead you stuff it down, you swallow it. The body, it goes into the body, into those tissues, and they remember. When they get filled, because it's energy, when you fill them with enough of that energy, they are going to come and bite you. It's going to come right up and it's going to bite you in all kinds of ways. You might not be able to function properly. People get panic attacks. They don't even understand what the attack's about. It just suddenly happens. And we find other people in our lives become the triggers, but it's not really them that have really caused the problem. And so we can get very confused and we can really mess up our lives because the things that are happening to us in the present are not always necessarily the things that are really the trouble. They're just a trigger. It's a reminder in some way. And we're really equipped to deal with it once we're mature, if we've cleaned out all this old stuff. But it's how do we do that? So when anybody comes to me, we use sacred fusion energy, but we also learn to breathe in to the feeling. Try to go into that feeling because the feeling will talk. And sometimes I tell people when they go home that they need to write, they need to work upon it because people come in with panic attacks. Well, yeah. Not always with me when they have that panic attack.
Mm-hmm.
So I tell them when the panic attack comes on to start writing. It doesn't really matter how stupid what you're writing, what it sounds like to you. Just keep writing. Don't analyze it. Just keep writing. Because each thing we write is almost taking a layer off, you know, because we're trying to work down into the depth of it. And as we write, it'll become clearer. The words that will come will then make more sense to us. But we shouldn't analyze it as we're writing. Just keep writing. Feel into it. Do not be afraid of it. Because panic attacks, by the name, make us scared. But it's nothing to be afraid of. It's just an emotion. You're not going to die from it. You just have to trust that you're okay, that you're going to be able to handle it, that your head is going to control it. This is a very old feeling. It's not a feeling from now. Because all these feelings that cause panic attacks are usually old.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, when we talk about things that are old, resurrecting to the future or resurrecting to the present, because they do both.
Yes.
We have no wherewithal as to what is going to activate that.
No.
You know, in psychology, we call them triggers. There are other forms of what we call it. Some people call them awakenings.
Yes.
Right. You know, I know that for me, some of the most devastating reminders have led me to lessons.
Yes.
And those lessons have led me to change a complete direction of how I do something. And yes. That's part of, I think, what you're talking about by looking at how the body will tell us something. But yes. You just can't leave it there, Felice. We got to do something about it.
You do. You have to do something because if you stuff it down again, it will just rear its ugly head again. I mean, it just will not go away. So it's a matter of cleaning yourself out. It's like a cleansing and you have to do it. And you have to do it in all kinds of ways because, you know, these feelings lead people to become alcoholics, to become drug addicts. I mean, it's pain. And if you don't acknowledge the pain, there is no way out of it but through it. The way out of it is to go through the tunnel with it, is to go through the darkness and come out at the light.
Yeah.
And that way you will be healthy. You will be emotionally healthy. You'll definitely be physically much healthier. And you'll also be spiritually healthier. And that's really a very big thing. I mean, you know, people say, well, eat this, exercise. But if your spiritual side is damaged because of things that have happened to you, you can never really be truly healthy. So you have to really cleanse it, heal it. And that's why I do what I do, because I really know that journey because I've lived it.
Yeah.
I've lived that journey.
Yeah. So have I.
And, I know you have.
Yeah. And it's hard to talk about something you haven't lived. But you see, once we live something, you know, not everyone then says, wow, like I lived this. Now I want to help other people go through it. And I think that's the next part of it for you, because that's why we call it a journey.
Yes.
That's why we look at what you've done in this past year to really elevate your talents, your gifts in the world, to then take it out into the world, to then tell your personal story. And, you know, the reason for all of this is because you've made a commitment to others to help them.
Yes, because I have traveled it like you. I've traveled that and I understand it very, very well. And I can help them because I know what it's like to have days when you can't. It's very hard to put one foot in front of the other.
Oh, man.
Yes. And, you know, the outer world looks at you and thinks everything's fine and dandy with you. And you say, well, I know you're looking at me and I feel okay, but you don't know what I feel. And you're looking at me and you think I feel okay, but you don't know what I'm feeling.
I know. And, you know, this is the thing about this. You and I, and I think I learned this from my mom, my stepmom. She always taught, and actually from Linda's mom, you know, always said to us, you have to show up, even if in your inner world, you're not 100%.
Yes.
You have to suit up and show up in the outer world, especially if you are in the business of inspiring other people. And I, you know what she said that to me about? Do you know what that comment was about?
Tell me.
Coaching women in softball.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's not like anything we're talking about here today. It's like my stepmom was, you know, had a first child at 12, second child at 13, right?
Oh, wow.
Right. So my mom was like, listen, girls, this is what you have to do. There are going to be some days that you are going to struggle to take a breath. And she would say this with this Southern drawl, right?
Yes.
From the South. She would say, you're going to struggle to take a breath. But if you show up in the world and you are in service of others, and then she would look at us and say, and of course you will be, because that was her.
Yes.
Like, this is mama that went down to Selma.
Yes. Right? Yes.
Yeah. And so we never forgot that. And I remember I was coaching softball and I think I was in my 20s and I just blew out my left knee. I mean, blew it out. Mm-hmm. And so here I was, this upcoming fast pitch softball chick, right?
Yes.
And a freak accident in an outfield and I blew out my left knee. And so I began to coach and I coached the league. And I remember whining to her one day or showing up limping or something, Felice. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it was, but it was enough for my mom with her red, red lipstick and beautiful red nails, right? Because she was so much younger. My dad married 30 years younger.
Okay.
Yeah. And smoking a cigarette and just looking at me with those piercing blue eyes and saying, girl, you better walk out the door and come back in like you're showing up for life. And I never forgot that.
Wow.
Let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk with you on how Felice gets down into it to help you connect your thoughts, your emotions, and your physical health. Because if you don't do this, you may absolutely be channeling. If you don't do this, you may absolutely be channeling My mama Doris, everybody. We'll be right back.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Gen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com and visit jenniferzellup.com to thrive with Jen.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Then tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go to ignite the life you deserve. Visit GetRootedRadio.com and tune in.
Learn to live in the light and unveil the authentic you with a Time of Healing Radio with me, Felice Diana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in every third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as I help listeners understand sacred fusion energy and how to connect to the spirit that fuels the very life we live. Explore the journey of spiritual transcendence and ultimately discover the path to peace, love, purpose, and wholeness. For more information, visit atimeofhealing.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Yeah, that's it. Benny's getting his groove on right there.
Yes.
Hey, everybody, at Time of Healing Radio with me, Dr. Pat, and of course, the host of the show, Felice Diana. For more information about Felice and how you can work with her, especially about what we're talking about today. And, you know, this is really the old thing is that I was told, you can't take a person to a place you haven't gone. She's been there. You can go to atimeofhealing.com and really look at what she's offering and get scheduled. So you can literally look at where you are with that inner balance, where you are with your health, both mental, physical, and spiritual, what your barometer is for all that, and then how to connect between the thoughts, emotions, and your physical health. Because here's the thing that we know now, well, science tells us, but intuitively know this, Felice.
Yes.
We know that there is a connection between our thoughts, emotions, and physical health. Even if we don't voice, right?
Yes.
We don't voice. And you know, look, here's how I know this, right? I played in a table tennis tournament over the weekend, the Washington State tournament. And not only was I acutely aware of how I was playing, which wasn't my best, but I was acutely aware of my thoughts about the fact that I was not playing my best.
Yeah.
And then in contrast to that, I watched the women's finals in a couple of other age groups between several of these amazing women that were playing. And I watched how composed, I watched how focused. I watched the degree by which they connected the dots. I mean, you could see it, right?
Yes.
You could see it. And I thought to myself, that's my next level. That's my next journey. It doesn't matter how many hours I do the radio show. Talking about it is one thing.
Yes.
Doing it, that's a whole nother world. But you're going to talk about that today, right?
Yeah. So doing it, you know, when people come and they have these problems, you know, they're usually emotional. The life has kind of been very disappointing to them. They have a lot of regrets. They're angry at people. There's a mix, so many mixed emotions in there, and they don't know which direction to go in. So we really have to go, we start doing some energy work, and sometimes we do it in silence, but sometimes we talk through it, because as the energy is entering the body, things are coming up for them. And they talk about, oh, this is happening right now, I'm feeling this, and gosh, I didn't know that. And I ask them, you know, oh, that makes me, they may say, that makes me scared, I don't want to go there. But I know it's nothing to be scared about. It's purely an emotion. And so basically we go into the emotion and figure out what it's about. And what's really amazing is it's about something that was really totally forgotten. Oh. But perhaps at the age of 5 or 6 had a tremendous effect on them. And it's coming out now because something else has caused the triggering, or they fill themselves up with so much of this stuff that suddenly it's overflowing. You can't hold it in any longer. It's something has caused the cork to bust off.
I know. I had like an outburst.
Yes.
I did. I'm usually very reserved, right, when I play.
Yes.
But I don't know what I was doing. And, you know, it was interesting because my partner, Mario, and I, we went 5-0. We literally won some matches we shouldn't have won. But I remember one thing where I just out of my mouth came this shout, sort of, right? It just like out of nowhere. But here's the thing. If we could shout out loud, we can understand it. But we don't always shout out loud.
No.
We're shouting on the inside. And the only thing that's hearing us is our body breaking down.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Because we don't express ourselves. We've been taught not to express ourselves. You know, it's not looked upon as okay to say exactly what you feel. People are very hard to accept that. People really don't like the real truth of it all. They can't handle it. You know, they can't handle the truth. I mean,
they can't have, no. I know you can't handle the truth. Well,
that's
right. You know, we cannot. And yet at the same time, here's what I know. Let's go back to what we opened the show with. We were born as pure perfection.
Yes.
We can handle the truth.
Yes.
But here's when we cannot handle the truth. If we deal with the truth as the truth is happening in front of us, just like I did when I was playing, it happened right in front of me. And I'm like, oh my God, girl, you are going to lose this match that you should win.
Yes.
If you can deal with it when it's in front of you, you're taking care of it. It may not change the outcome because it didn't change the outcome. It was way too late for that outcome.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. But if we deal with the truth, as you talked about when it comes up, and you help people with this, Felice, I know you do, then we can handle it.
We can.
But when you say you can't handle the truth, it's because you have years, decades, months of stored up undealing. Is that correct?
It is, but also other people have that too. So, you know, somebody might say something to you that you don't like, and but you want to remain popular with them, or you want them to look at you in a certain way, you won't tell them exactly what their comment has done to you. You don't say, well, that really hurt me, or I really don't like being spoken to like that, because that's not okay for you to do. I don't agree with you. People, you just don't do it, or you don't shout out, hey, you know, stop that. You don't do it. And so you bury it within yourself. And to be honest with you, you're not even teaching other people how to act with you, or even improving them, because we're kind of giving each other lessons. We're here really to teach each other.
That is why we're here. And boy, I've said this a million times. Let me say it again. The reason I know we're here to teach each other, to be with each other, to lift up each other, to disappoint each other, is because if that weren't meant to be, Felice, you would have the planet call Felice Deanna, and I would have the planet call Pat Basile, right? And then we could sit on our own planet and try to figure out something in the planet. but we right. definitely wouldn't have each other. No. You know, part of this too is, as we look at this, you know, let's talk about the connect, and let's go ahead and skip the break here so we can get this in. Let's talk about the connection once we are aware. Mm-hmm. And once we, now I'm aware, right?
Yes.
It's like my mama made us aware.
Yes.
We were aware. I didn't know how to undo the years before that where I wasn't aware and I didn't know how to show up even in my pain.
Right.
Right. And so this is where the healing begins, right? How do we go from that place where the light bulb goes on? Mm-hmm. And if you've never done it before, you're probably going to step in a few potholes to try to figure it out.
Yes.
But how have you helped others go from that place to then begin to heal and create more peace? You know, part of this too, and I know you're going to touch upon this, is part of this for me was to fully embrace and understand that I had to get all down and cool with what I believe spiritually.
Yes.
And I had to make a decision. Am I going to, you know, be angry at that religion, angry at this religion, or am I going to find a way to connect with the divine? So let's talk about the work you do to help people do all that.
Okay. So, you know, once you've decided you want to heal yourself and you want to connect to that, the soul level, the divine, the spirit that's within you, you have to start doing the work. So once you recognize that, yes, you're burying these feelings, it really takes some, first of all, good breathing habits to start off with. And you have mm-hmm. to start changing yourself. You have to start doing things differently. With each step, when you do it differently, it will become easier the next time. So I remember, you know, when I was doing it, my therapist told me, and she was an amazing woman because she did therapy in a way I've never seen therapy done before or actually since. She never actually ever defined me. She let me find out who I was myself, because by her telling me who I was, she said, won't mean anything to me. But when I know it's me, I'll know it's me. And so I started to go against, in a way, what I'd done before, but using my head and my feelings combined together. So if something happened that really troubled me, I would acknowledge the feeling within my body, not only emotionally, but physically, what it did to me. And then I would bring my head in it with my true feelings and think, what do I want from this? And then I would figure out how to do it. And it takes work, but with each time it becomes just natural to you, more and more natural to you, until eventually you're just flowing in alignment with yourself. Everything's
yeah.
aligned.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, this is what I think we were talking about earlier, Felice. And for those of you just tuning in, this is Time of Healing Radio with Felice Deanna. And what we're talking about is that inner journey. You know, we're talking about the journey to achieve that inner balance and that health we all aspire to. And when we talk about health, we're not just talking about the body. We're talking about the body, the mind, the spirit, our emotional base, our sense of who we are, right? Areas
yeah.
of self-worth. We're talking about all of that. You know, because over time, you know, if we don't address, quote, the truth or some version of what the truth means to us, then we pull on perceptions, information, and most of the time lies from other people, and we
yeah.
store them in as if they were true.
Yes.
But this idea of getting at what you're talking about, Felice, right, from a spiritual perspective is important. You know, back when my mama said that to me and the girl and my other sisters, and she was talking about, and you will do good in the world. She was
yes.
very clear with all of us.
Yes.
You know, we had to get out and start working at a ridiculously young age. So this was her, right?
Yes.
What she's saying is, And she said this to us later, to be of good people, to do things in the world that support other people.
Yes.
And the thing that I didn't have in my life to do that was a strong spiritual practice.
Yes.
I do now. How important
yes.
is that?
I think it's vitally important, because when you understand that you are a child of God, you have to live according to that. And that doesn't mean to say you're a doormat, but it does involve critical and rational thinking as well as feeling, because our feelings, our emotions can be very, very, very strong. And they are not always going to lead us exactly where we should be in certain situations. So we have to bring our head in, our thoughts, our critical thinking, our rational thinking, and we have to look and walk really the higher road. I mean, I don't know how else to put it. And that is without neglecting ourselves. I mean, I always tell people, I have people, and it's funny because right now I have a lot of men coming to me. It's really strange how the energy is right now, but I'm getting all men, no women.
Right.
And, you know, I've had a number of men in who feel that they're not happy within their marriage. And the thing that I always say to them is, you know, I'm not telling you mm-hmm. to stay in an unhappy marriage. I'm not
going to tell
you that.
Right.
But if you are going to move out of your marriage, I tell them, don't cheat. Don't cheat. I think that you need, first of all, to talk with your wife and see if it can be worked out. You might be able to fix it. You know, marriage is something that you really have to put a lot of energy into. Otherwise, it's going to go stale.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, and if you really know you can't fix it, I said, then do it with compassion and move out of the marriage. I mean, really do it right. Don't humiliate the other person, because it's not going to be good for you energetically. You're going to take negativity with you. And so I really feel that that is like walking the higher road. It's not saying, well, you need to stay here and figure it out, and that marriage is evil, because, you know, divorce is wrong, because sometimes divorce is right. But you have to do it a certain way. And I think that's how you really live. You live, there's a correct way of living and still taking care of yourself.
Yeah. You know, look, this is a progressive conversation and action. And let me tell you what I mean by that is, you know, it's one of these things that you start and out of the gate, you have to really know you're going to be a work in progress.
Yes.
Right. You're going to come out of the gate. You're going to make some adjustments. Things now, you're going to become more aware. Mm-hmm. So this is really what happens, right?
Yes.
And this is why people say, oh my God, I made this positive change and I'm spiraling downward.
Yes.
This is why you mm-hmm. wake up. And when you wake up, and maybe it's that one thing, Felice, that you're talking about, you wake up to that thing, and then maybe you work with Felice and you get some help, right?
Yes.
It's progressive conversations in that your new awakening now opens your eyes to a whole lot of other stuff. And you
yes.
look at it and say, oh, no, you
mean yes.
I've got to address that, right? How
yes.
does that work?
Yes, but you do have to address it, but you have to address it correctly.
Yeah.
There's a way of doing it. And when you do it that way, you don't come away from it with regrets, guilt, shame, all kinds of things that come back at you when you do it incorrectly. And so I always tell people, you know, do it. Let's talk about how you're going to do this, because I have people who do want out of their marriages and I understand why, but there is a way of honoring the other person as a human being with a mm-hmm. soul, with a heart. And, you know, you can't avoid all pain, but you can avoid some kinds of pain, which are extremely hard for the other person to get over. And you can avoid those by behaving and acting and doing it in a certain way. And so far, I think the men have listened and they appreciate that. And I think that it is the way to do it. And I think that their wives, who will be maybe soon be ex-wives, but I don't think there'll be the same pain attached to that separation. There'll be growth attached to it rather than pain.
This is really what I love about having these conversations with you, because, you know, you have been helping people heal for a long time. You understand the nuances of healing.
I do.
And more importantly, you're even able to recognize, right, which part or which aspect of the healing process must come first.
Yes.
So for example, if we're working with someone, you're able to say, hey, we have to start here.
Yes.
And I think that's so important, because a lot of times, Felice, you know, people get completely, first of all, overwhelmed about their situation. And then secondly, overwhelmed with the healing process.
Yeah, they do. They do. I had a guy, you know, with a lot of stomach issues.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he was aware that they were really emotional issues that he'd not dealt with. And now he was having terrible digestive problems. And so I feel that the emotions usually are the trigger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very much so. And then they become the physical, and also the way we choose to think about it then comes in, you know, because we have to make decisions, and those decisions have to come partly from our thoughts and our thinking.
Yeah.
Our understanding in all kinds of ways. And so we usually begin with the emotions, because that's where I feel most of it always begins. Unless you've been in a car accident, you know, or you've been in an accident, you've injured yourself, then it's different. But usually if a physical illness presents itself, it's usually begun in the emotions.
Wow.
Or the lack of spiritual care. The lack of a love for yourself. You know, you've never considered that your body, I mean, most people look after their cars more than they look after themselves.
Oh, no kidding. No kidding, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we tend to really have capitalized on looking at things in our external world and kind of knock them off because we could see the success. But when it comes to the healing, Felice, you're talking about, here is what I want to say to people to get some help on this. There's nothing quite like having the burden of a wounding be lifted from you.
Yes.
There's nothing quite like that. And that's what you're talking about today.
I am. And also for it to be acknowledged.
Yeah.
You see, because then you understand that you're of value. You are of value. And it's that acknowledgement. I understand your pain. And I really do understand their pain. I'm very empathetic. So I can kind of feel it when they talk. And so I kind of know where to go, because my intuition tells me, because I'm feeling it. So I'm linking it in a way through me.
Yeah.
Linking to them.
Yeah.
And we are all from that oneness, and that's what it's all about, is, as you say, they're helping each other.
Yeah.
We're at different levels of the journey.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, Felice, I gotta thank you so much for this. Again, please let folks know how they can work with you directly.
Okay, so they can come to atimeofhealing.com and contact me through that contact form. They can go to Facebook, A Time of Healing, or they can call me at 520-576-3942.
Thank you for listening to A Time of Healing Radio with me, Felice Diana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. make sure to tune in every third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific and learn to open your heart and mind to your own unique sacred journey. As an enlightened mystic and healer, I heeded a call to service by sharing my gifts through my hands, intuition, words, and heart to help you, the listeners, get in touch with your deeper purpose and learn to unveil the authentic you. For more information on me, Felice Diana, and my work, visit atimeofhealingradio.com.